All right, there you go. Now, yesterday, if you'll recall, as a public service to men, we let them know gifts they shouldn't give their wives.
Yes, and we said anything that plugged in was probably a bad idea.
Yeah, probably true. That's right. So today, to make it fair for everybody, how about Christmas gifts you should never give anyone?
Ever?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you've already purchased these, then we hope you kept the receipt.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Number one is a puppy. If they have not expressed a desire for the pet, please keep driving past the pet store or the Humane Society or the animal shelter. Just don't. How about cooking classes?
I would enjoy cooking classes.
Would you now?
But you would ask for that. You would say, oh, that would be nice.
Yeah, yeah. As we mentioned yesterday, a scale. add to that a gym membership, pretty much for the same reason.
Yeah.
Snuggies.
unless your name is Tucker Young.
Oh.
Well, I think... you know, this is the backwards robe thing, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
This, by definition, by the way, if you're listening to the show and more behind-the-scenes stuff, that's called editing.
Yeah.
He's editing himself right now.
I really... Well, the thing is, I recall that... And the thing is, you know, shouldn't we be seeing this all over TV right about now? Shouldn't this be the time of year?
I don't know that Snuggies needs to advertise anymore. Well,
what's wrong with the Snuggie?
Could well be. Well, nothing. But in... But in a Tom Turbyville moment that was classically Tom Turbyville, we were talking Snuggies, I think it was last year, maybe it was 2 years ago. They all start to run together when you've lived this many. Tom said, well, you know, I bought a Snuggie. He said he bought one for himself and he bought one for Judy. And I said, well, why'd you do that? He said, well, I hoped if I bought them, they'd quit running the commercials.
Oh, my goodness. He was probably making a joke.
No, we know he wasn't.
As the person who is kind of
compared to Tom, yeah.
Generally, I'm going to stand in his defense.
Okay.
I'm going to say Tom was making a joke.
All right. I'm just saying your IQ is different than his. Okay. Do not buy an Atkins diet book. See above about membership.
Yeah, no, my thought is this. Atkins is dead. I'm going to eat all the potatoes I want.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Because I'm still alive.
I was going to say, yeah, how would he know about that? By the way, today, you may not know, the Christmas that almost wasn't.
That sounds like a made-for-TV movie.
I know, it does, doesn't it? On this date in 1917, with World War I in full swing, the U.S. Council of National Defense decided that buying and exchanging gifts was a waste of the country's national resources.
Really?
This is another time, folks. This was U.S. America, but it was 1917.
That was practical.
Yeah. A toy maker gave the council erector sets, and they changed their minds.
Wow. Who knew that erector sets had changed America?
Erector sets saved Christmas, if you will. I mean...
Let's make a movie.
Gosh, all I can remember is erector sets are those things that you could find those little bolts and nuts with your feet in the carpet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But that was great. Back when shag carpet was popular.
Yeah, they were great. I mean, erector sets were cool, no doubt about that.
Now, what really hurts are stepping on Legos. That stuff is like a little piece of H-E double hockey sticks embedded in the flesh of your foot.
I understand, but, you know, Legos are usually of a color that you can see them, and you can, you know, probably...
Obviously, you've never stepped on one.
Well,
you
no,
think
I really haven't.
See them.
Yeah, well, but again, until you've stepped on one of those little square nuts that comes from the erector set. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, today also, the legend of the Bermuda Triangle began.
Is that when the flight became lost?
1945. Five military planes left the U.S. Naval Air Station at Fort Lauderdale en route for a training flight. 90 minutes into the flight commander radioed the control tower saying, "This is an emergency. We seem to be off course. We cannot see land." The tower instructed them to head due west, to which the flight commander replied, "We don't know which way is west. Everything is wrong and strange. We can't be sure of any direction. Even the ocean doesn't look as it should." The five planes never heard from again. In addition, a flying boat with a crew of 13 dispatched to the area to search for them, and 5 minutes later, they also disappeared.
Yes, they did.
Again. So, 1945, woo!
They flew off the edge of the earth.
Yeah, that's it, of course. That's exactly what they did. So there you are. So a couple of things that are kind of interesting. Now, I don't know what town, and if either of you guys know, I want to know. All I see here is a homeowner in the Houston area has decked out his front lawn. Have you heard about this?
No.
With Santa in a duck blind, getting ready to shoot some ducks. The ducks,
oh,
which
I'm
are
looking for this.
Okay, wooden lawn decorations sitting on a bed of wires that light up blue and green to simulate a lake. But yeah, I happened to see a picture of it this morning. And again, Santa's not in camo, though, which I thought was a little bit bizarre. See, we haven't seen that. Have we seen a camo Santa Claus outfit? I mean, that would be pretty cool.
I'm sure they are out there
they
somewhere.
Might be.
This
you know,
is Texas,
if
after
we,
all.
If we knew a Santa, we could mention that to
oh,
him.
Oh, man.
But anyway, all it said was the Houston area. So if you can be more specific about that, that would be kind of cool. So we could find out possibly where that would be.
I'm not finding anything on it just yet.
Okay. All right. Well, I know the Houston Press had a story on it this morning. But again, they didn't have anything that we actually would want to know. Hey, this is kind of politics and kind of not. Ashley Judd, you know who she is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, actress, right?
Mm-hmm.
Big Kentucky fan and all that kind of stuff.
And
lives
married
in Kentucky.
To a race car driver.
That's right. She's thinking about running for the United States Senate. She's thinking about running against Mitch McConnell. She thinks this would be the perfect time. So we'll see how that works out. She's talking to the Democrat leadership about maybe doing that, a Democratic pollster, see if she can get some numbers. I don't know if you know this about Ashley. There may be a lot of things you know about Ashley, and based on her movie career, maybe a lot of things you've seen about Ashley. But nonetheless, Ashley Phi Beta Kappa and has a master's in public administration from Harvard. She's
a smart lady.
Not bad. Not bad.
She's like cat smart.
Yeah. See,
oh,
yeah.
Good grief.
So there you go.
Cat smart.
Yeah. So...
That's what you made me think of, so yeah. PetSmart, CatSmart.
Oh,
smart.
There you go. Yeah, 719. Barbara Walters.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Has she lost it? I mean, because now she's catching some heat, obviously, because she's got her, what, most fascinating people that she's going to do? And
not including Honey Boo Boo.
No, Honey Boo Boo's in there. No, Honey Boo Boo's in there. It says she's getting a lot of heat over and grief over her selection of Elena Thompson, who's the star of Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. Is that the girl's name? Is that her real name? Mm. Elena Thompson? Do we know?
You know more about Honey Boo Boo than I
no,
do,
I don't.
I'm happy
no,
to say.
No, you're wrong. She tells Us Weekly that a lot of people will say, for heaven's sakes, this is ridiculous. This is a child that is 5 or 6 years old, I guess that's her name. Yeah, entering beauty contest. But the relationship between Elena and her mother, that's the story. The two of them, they're touching. It's very touching. Okay. Other people previously announced to be on the list would be Hillary Clinton, Chris Christie, Ben Affleck, Seth MacFarlane. I guess they don't take a group picture, right? Do they take a group picture of all the most fascinating people?
I don't think so.
Get them all together? Yeah, because I'm sure Hillary Clinton and Honey Boo Boo would have a lot to say to each
gosh.
Other. Anyway, Olympic gold medalist Gabby Douglas, E.L. James, the author of 50 Shades of Grey, and the boy band One Direction.
Seth MacFarlane's upset, though, because he could write for days after meeting Honey Boo Boo.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt. That'll be it. Oh, and one other thing that's kind of entertainment and politics. You know, Kid Rock, if you know who he is.
Yes.
He's a rock guy from, the Detroit area.
Yep.
And a big supporter of Mitt Romney.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think performed at some stuff. Anyway, so he was part of the Led Zeppelin tribute at the Kennedy Center Honors that took place in Washington, D.C. last Sunday. During the presidential campaign, having done some stuff for Romney, it was a little bit awkward when he ran into the president.
Oops.
Yeah. President shook hands with him, said, "Still here." Yeah.
Despite, that's good.
Yes, despite what you wanted, I'm still here. And besides that, I'm not going anyplace.